video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at pendletontire.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Orange Tiger, I'll get to you in a second. Let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything: repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating too, from furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. Look, if you're in the middle of winter and your heat goes, you need help. Ace is going to be there for you with their bold white and blue trucks visible across the upstate. Everyone knows them. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free, that's free, fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Trust me, you will thank me later. All right, to the phones. Orange Tiger, how are you, Orange Tiger? Good to have you.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you.
Listen, real quick, with a hot dog thing. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time, but I usually like my chili dogs with onions and, you know, jalapenos and hot mustard.
Yeah,
hot
sauce, but we didn't ask you that.
Kind of story, right? Well, that's what I do. Sauerkraut? No, that's not how I do mine. But. Yeah, well. Hey, to each his own.
That's right.
Unless it's me.
Unless it's you. Unless it's either one of you, actually.
Hey, it could be good. It could be good.
It is. Try it. Way. You'll thank me later. You'll be addicted. Be in it every other day. You'll be 500 pounds next year.
real quick on the Chad Morris thing. I'm starting to think, I don't think, everybody thinks he's going to come in and do what he did back in 2011. He's not going to do that. There's going to be, I think there's going to be a lot of more running game going to be involved. He's been looking at a lot of different other programs and how they're doing stuff. He spent a lot of time with Tony Elliott up in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I think there's going to be a lot of, a little bit more deep shots. And I think there's going to be a little bit more running. That's what I think is going to happen.
Look, he always took some deep shots. He had this belief about taking one per quarter. I remember discussing that specifically with him. And that was always a part of his philosophy. Now, it's a little harder to do that against a lot of the two-eye safety looks you get in college football today. But he believes in stretching the field. And it's not he doesn't even care. Look, obviously, he'd like to stretch the field with completions. But that's not his point. His point is when you stretch the field, you're keeping people honest. You're not allowing them to play defensively in a 10-yard box. And so he's stack
it up on you.
Right. He's a big believer in that. So just the act of doing it, whether you complete it or not, prevents that. So I think that's a really good strategy, and I'm sure it's one he's going to keep employing.
And then another thing, Christian Vezina. Let's talk about him for real quick. I mean, I'm with you what you're saying. 100%. I don't understand why he didn't get a little bit more playing time. But my theory is, at this point, if you're not going to get another quarterback, I'm thinking that maybe they didn't want to show exactly all his intangibles and accolades or whatever he could do on the field. They didn't want to show what he could really do, and maybe they're trying to keep that under wraps. So they kind of gave him a little bit of this and a little bit of that when he did play. So that way a lot of people don't have a ton of film on him to where they know whether or not, okay, he's good at this, he's not good at that, and that and the other. They might be holding something back.
Well, look
we
that
don't
front,
know or see.
Well, look, on that front, Orange Tiger, Clemson wanted to beat SMU. I promise you that. And they wanted to do everything they could to beat SMU. So I don't think they were holding anything back in what Vezina was doing. I mean, honestly, Vezina made enough plays to win the game. It wasn't the Vezina was
it
the
wasn't
problem.
Him. It,
right.
Our defense.
The defense wasn't good and that's against a quarterback who was gimping around out there.
But I don't know if they actually opened the playbook with him. I don't know if they gave him, I don't know. Well, it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, they opened up their playbook. You know, one thing, you know, I think people, you know, for example, I heard it said earlier today by a guest, said, you know, well, you know, the offense is familiar to everybody and that you don't have that adjustment. Well, you will. It's still a new offense. I mean, these are all new players. They didn't run Chad Morris's offense. You know, Christopher Vezina hasn't been running Chad Morris's offense. He's been running Riley's offense. So, you know, again, none of these players were there before. So this is going to be a new offense to them.
Right. I think it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be the same as 2011, though. And then one final thing I'm going to say. Anytime you get government involved in anything, they ruin it.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and harp on all that politicky thing, but I'm just saying that. Yeah. And they've ruined our college football. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And then until they get some rules and regulations, and we gotta have the guy at the NCAA that's over all that. He needs to put his pants on and figure this stuff out so we can get back where we used to be, which I don't think we ever will. But I would like to wake up, you know, with the magic that we used to have on Saturday. It's like it's Christmas Day all over again every Saturday. You know, you're so excited. You know, and we don't have that no more because, you know, we're paying all these players millions and dollars.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to get back to where we were. I don't think it'll ever get back, but we can at least get some regulations or something like that going on.
Thank you, Orange Tiger.
That's all I got for you, brother.
Thank you. You know, look, here's the other thing. It gets harder and harder to predict what's going to happen before the year because these teams are completely different teams. You know, I mean, I was looking at the portal today, and we're gonna take a look at some of those things. And it's just almost impossible to keep track of. Like I was just going down a list, and I was thinking, and I would come across a name, and I say, oh man, he committed there. You know, because it's like impossible to follow it all on a minute-by-minute basis. And these teams are completely reinventing themselves. And so I don't know how you evaluate all that before the year. It gets very, very tough. It gets tougher every year, and that's not going to change. As long as this system is employed, that's going to get more and more difficult to try and work through. And, you know, Rona, you know what I watched last night? I watched Unrivaled. Unrivaled is the women's basketball tournament. And I saw Paige Becker's team play last night. They're the youngest team in the tournament. I think they're like 14 teams. I don't remember what they're getting paid. And I just sort of bumped into it. But it was pretty entertaining. I mean, they're playing on a smaller court, but it's a full court. And it's quick-paced, and there are some interesting rules to it. And it's super competitive. There were a lot of – in the one game I watched, and I guess there were like four games yesterday. In the one game I watched, there were players hitting the floor everywhere. I mean, you got to be a little concerned from a team standpoint, but there's so much money in this. And Paige Becker's team won last night because of Paige Becker's, of course, because her team, like in the real world, sort of sucks. You know, I don't know how they made that team up, you know, we'll see whether Paige can just single-handedly carry them, but she carried them last night. She had 24, 26, and a bunch of assists and rebounds. She would have had 10 assists. She would have been double figures assists if her teammates could have made a lot of layups. But it was pretty interesting. I don't know what the schedule is. I think Becker's team plays again on Friday, I want to say. But pretty interesting nonetheless. Obviously, big basketball game here tomorrow. Clemson and SMU. SMU coming off a blowout of North Carolina, and Clemson's going to have to play well. But again, that's what Clemson does. They play well. And, you know, I wrote this about Nick Davidson earlier. Somebody had asked me about Nick Davidson. I've made this case. If you listen to the show, you probably know this. You know, I laid out something to Brad about Nick Davidson that I thought was probably true. And Brad said, yeah, in hearing that, he said he thinks it was spot on. Because I think that Nick Davidson's problem, if you want to call it a problem, is that he is a walking up the court, half court player. And when he was playing prior to Clemson, his team ran offense through him. It was like a P.J. Hall situation where, you know, they would go into him, and P.J. was a walk-it-up-the-court kind of player. Clemson had a divide. They had, at that point, they had Hall and Gerard, who were both walk-it-up-the-court type players, and then you had guys who wanted to run. Well, in the construction of this team this year, where everything was out and they're all new pieces, part of the plan was to create more tempo, to play with more tempo, to play faster, to get up and down the court, to run, and to look for more early offense and not allow defenses to set up since you don't have, you know, Abdul-Jabbar to dump the ball into. So I think that Davidson got a little lost in that mix. And he got lost because, you know, his game is sort of reliant on people on playing a little more half court and on having people go into him in the low block to run offense through. He's a very effective passer, and he has, as I said before, the Pete Newell big man camp arsenal. And so he can turn you every which way but loose when he gets the ball, but people weren't looking for him that way. It wasn't like he was with his team of last year where they all knew what he was capable of and they were looking to dump the ball into him. No, this team was looking in a way, I don't mean selfishly, but they were looking for their own. They were getting out and running, and just that itself sort of precluded Nick Davidson being a big part of the offense. My belief was that when you got to ACC play, that play would bog down a little. It'd become a little more half-court oriented, that there's greater familiarity, although not the type of familiarity we used to have in basketball, because obviously these rosters changed on a year-by-year basis. But there's still greater familiarity within your league. And my belief was that would really benefit Nick Davidson, that you would start to see a little more half-court basketball. That would mean more dump downs to Nick Davidson on the low block. Obviously, he's been shooting the three better of late. I've pointed out repeatedly that he was a 40% shooter before he got here from three-point range. And I think that conference play is going to favor Nick Davidson, as I said. I said two things before conference play began. One, that conference play would benefit Nick Davidson. And two, that I thought Porter would be the Clemson's first 20-point scorer. I think both of those things are happening. So I'm very optimistic. Despite the injury to Foster, I'm still really optimistic about the nature of this team and the number of answers that this team has. And again, I think they've proven something already with performances against Alabama and BYU about what they're capable of, even though the outcomes in those two games didn't go their way. I think this team is very ready for league play, and the diverse number of type of opponents they'll face in league. And I quite frankly, I think the OOC schedule has helped Clemson prepare for that, because I think they've seen a lot of different looks in the OOC. Georgia still has just the one loss. Now, they're going to get a second loss tonight against Florida, but they still have just the one loss. And they've played really well. I'm just going to tell you something. I think Florida is still the most dangerous, surprising team in the country. I think we've written off Florida, and I don't think we ought to. I think they're getting better guard play. I know they suffered one loss the other day, but I think they're still a very dangerous team and very capable of winning the whole thing. I think they have a lot of answers. That Florida-Georgia game is going to be pretty interesting. I would favor Florida, by how much, I don't know. But I've been impressed, really impressed with Georgia's athleticism, their speed, and their ability to score on multi-levels. And they're a difficult cover, as Clemson found out. But the Tigers did win that game. That win gets better and better all the time. It might take a hit in the Florida game. We'll see. Let me tell you about Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Hey, listen, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road towards Malden, and you're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo, New York-style favorites that hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza has thicker than New York City crust, light, crisp, never doughy, and the buffalo wings, crispy, juicy, with that spicy, buttery kick, and only real buffalo wings have that. You're getting the only authentic buffalo wings south of Buffalo, at least to my knowledge. If you want something hearty but quick, try their beef on whack. Who was the caller the other day, Ramona, who called and said beef?
Sid.
It was Sid. He said he went to Moretti's, and that beef on whack was the best sandwich he has ever had in his lifetime. Unsolicited testimonial right there. And it is. It 8 hours to cook it. They cook it low and slow. They pile it high on a cumberweck bun, serve it with a horseradish and au juice. It's just unbelievable. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pastas, appetizers, and more, plus a full bar, great sports bar vibe. And check out their famous Little John Coliseum table made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-through, hit Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. Jeff, Luke, we need a care package. Jeff, Luke, Friday. Friday would be a nice day. Friday care package from Moretti's would be nice. Yeah, think about that. Quick break.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds, you want to drop them, and it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss, and it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible, and that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free. It's personalized. and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say, fix my weight loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphcweightloss.com.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. 1 to 2 story design. Starting in mid-300s, you can customize every detail in a 3,900 square foot design studio. Community pool opens this year. Empire Homes has some fantastic limited time incentives right now for both completed homes or building your dream home from the ground up. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate. What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Here's a longevity hack you'll actually enjoy. Bouldering. It builds real-world strength, especially grip strength, which has been linked in British Medical Journal research to improved longevity. And the head game? A 2025 German study found that bouldering improves cognitive abilities such as concentration, focus, and problem-solving abilities, while also lowering depression and anxiety. Come try out our intro class or first-time special, Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym for body, brain, and community. Learn more at blockhaven.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at vaxassist.com. That's vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Talk about stepping up!
Bang! Bang!
It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Well, I've been looking real hard and I'm trying to find a job, but it just keeps getting tougher every day. But I got to do my part, 'cause I know in my heart I got the dream.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service, proud to be a longtime partner of Road Rage and the Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. They're back advertising with us. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate, whether it's one tree or 20 trees. And I had like 20 trees. They're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong storms, wind gusts throughout the year, and we all know, we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. You know, I say this all the time. You may think there are things you can't afford to do right now, and that may be true. There are also some things in this life you can't afford not to do right now, whether you can actually physically afford it or not. That's the reality of it. Now, my situation was, at the time, I had a white oak fall between my house and my garage, and it was alarming, to say the least, because I did not think that tree would fall. The pine trees fall all the time. I didn't think the white oak would fall. And then I realized that, you know, I have all these pine trees. I knew this. I just pretended not to think about it, but this brought it to life. I have all these pine trees at the edge of my woods that are all leaning toward my home. You know, they stretch for the sun at the edge of the woods, and they all lean toward the house. And I thought to myself, oh, this is not good. I mean, this is just a matter of time. And my house is going to be devastated. I might be killed. So I thought, I need to get Brian Franklin out. And Brian told me which he thought needed to be moved and which didn't. He went through it with his expert team, and man, what a team. And Franklin Tree Service wants to be proactive, not reactive. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. You know, and when Helene hit, I live in a valley, and like normally the storms sort of miss me. But this one settled, and it just devastated my woods. And had I not had those trees removed, my house would not have existed, period. I probably wouldn't exist. Brian Franklin, in real life sense, saved my life. That's the reality of it. So he's the best. Call him, 864-947-9065. You'll thank me later. All right, lots to get to. All right, Ramona, we're going to go over the last section. I think this is the last section. The last section of games that were played that we did. I don't think we ever went over the 20. What was the last section? How many in the last section?
I got this one section that has
12. 12? Were there 12?
No. 8. That ends with Georgia.
Okay. I think that... I think there were some games cut off there, because I think that section was really 12 long.
Okay.
Do you have your original?
Yeah, let me look and see if I have my
Your picks. Yeah. Yes, that.
See if I can.
Yeah, that would help.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, let's do that. In the meantime, I will tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group, final sale of the year is on. Let me check my watch. Judge Judy checking her watch. What's the date? It's cut off. Oh, there it is. It's 1-6. All right. As of now, this sale has been extended to the 10th. All right. That means you have the days of the week and I guess Saturday. I don't know. Lake Kiwi Auto Group's final sale of the year is on, and they've saved the best for last. Hurry in for the best selection. Get her now before the vehicle you want gets sold. In other words, you want a blue F-150 that they have sparkling on the lot right now. But if you don't act now, maybe the blue one's gone. I don't know. Don't risk that. Get out there now. With discounts this big, these vehicles are going to go insanely fast. Big news, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams, year-end sale is on. And they've saved the best for last. I'm talking new trucks, discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price. Yes, you can save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi, and saving $10,000 on a new truck is huge. You want a new F-150 or a new Ram? Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. You're not sure which you want? At Lake Kiwi, you can test drive them both, do a side-by-side comparison, see which truck you like best. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owner, pre-owned trucks in stock. You can test drive those, too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot, all ready for delivery. The biggest selection in the upstate State. No one's close. And they're all clearance price for this massive year-end sale. Financing is easy regardless of your situation or how much you owe on your trade. Lake Kiwi can get you approved. So hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. You will 100% thank me later. All right, how are we doing? How are we doing?
Okay. What's going now, on? Now, I've got where the last time I sent him before, I sent the two that we just got. It starts with Iowa and ends with Mississippi State. Would that be it? Because there's 12 of them. You got Iowa, Arizona State, Texas, Utah. These are my picks. Ohio State, Oregon, Indiana, Mississippi, Texas State. And Navy in Arizona and Mississippi.
You mean you're just reading your picks?
Yeah, because I don't have.
I guess that's the last group. There are 12 in
that
group?
That's the last. Yeah, and this is the last group before I sent the two that we just got. I did mine yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't sent those in yet.
I sent this to him on the 29th.
Honestly,
of December.
Those two games, I really have no idea. I was leaning towards, I've been leaning towards Miami, but I still have some concerns. And the other game, the Indiana-Oregon game, I really have no idea. I think, and we're going to get into more detail about this. I'm not really ready to diagnose all elements of that game. I think the key to Indiana-Oregon is going to be, can Oregon run the ball? I think they're going to, you know, remember, Indiana has suffered a significant loss since that first game. They lost their star edge player, who led the nation in tackles for loss. That's a big loss. Now, they've been able to overcome it, but it's still a big loss. Now, that loss might not affect them against lesser teams like Alabama. Sorry, Alabama. But it could affect them against Oregon. Oregon, of course, has had their own share of injuries, a lot of those at the wide receiver position. But Oregon is probably healthier than they've been at any point. I think it's a great game. I think both games are great games. I think it's the best pair of finals games we've had. And there are so many interesting storylines, as Eli said before. But when you look at, you know, again, this is just like a preliminary look at it. When you look at Indiana and Oregon, both these teams have run the ball successfully. I've said all along, I thought that there were, that the teams that could win the national title were Indiana, Oregon, Texas Tech. I can't remember if there's anybody else in there. I thought Miami could, but and we did forecast the two major upsets. We had Ole Miss beating Georgia flat out, and we had Ohio State beating Miami. I'm pretty sure nobody else had that, like, anywhere. We had those two flat out as outright wins. So we called the two major upsets. I thought Texas Tech Oregon would be a better game. I thought Texas Tech's offense would show up. But those are two teams I thought either one could win the national title. And I've said all along, I thought this is Lanning's best team at Oregon because he can stop the run. His prior teams have not been able to stop the run. This team stops the run. They totally stoned Texas Tech. Now, Texas Tech totally stoned them. Oregon averaged less than a yard per carry against the Texas Tech defense. Indiana is going to stick to running the football. All right, they're going to try and support Mendoza that way. They have to. Indiana is a little weak in terms of allowing interior pressures. Mendoza sees a lot of quick pressure in his face, and it's important that Indiana establishes a run. And they've been able to do that against virtually everybody, including Ohio State. The question is, can they do that against Oregon? Because Oregon's run defense is very stout, and vice versa is also true. I think it's the singular biggest question in that game. The biggest question in that game is, can Oregon run the ball? If Oregon can run the ball some, then I think they have a chance to win the game with Dante Moore and all those receivers. If they can't, then they can't win. And I think that's the real key to the whole football game is, can Oregon run the ball and balance out their offense? Again, against Texas Tech, they couldn't. They could not run the ball at all. I mean, and they were the backs were getting very frustrated, visibly frustrated on the field with the lack of room that they had against Texas Tech. Now, that Texas Tech defense was the best in America, period. I mean, just insanely good. The problem is their offense couldn't muster anything. And when they finally had a chance with a first and goal at the 9 to cut it to 13-7, I think they would have won the game, and they scored then. They couldn't. Indiana is not going to get shut out. Indiana has offense. Indiana is the Heisman Trophy winner. Indiana has legit NFL receivers. Indiana has a legit run game. So they're not going to be shut out. Therefore, Oregon is going to have to run the football. Again, I'm not saying you have to run wild on Indiana. I'm saying you have to run enough to keep that Indiana defense honest. I think that's going to be the whole key to that football game. I think it's going to come down to simply that. More succinctly, I would put it this way. The team that rushes for the most yards will win that game. I just think that's the nature of that game. That is going to be an extremely physical football game. Extremely physical football game. The winner might come out of that game with some damage, too. So we'll see. But, look, I can't wait to see that game. I think it's going to be one of the great college football games we've ever seen. I would be disappointed if it's anything less than that. I have great respect for both programs right now. I think both teams, let me put it this way, I have great respect for both teams. I think what Indiana's been able to do is remarkable, but I think we should point out that they are now Portal U as well. And this is not just coaching magic. They are hammering the portal, and they're doing it again. And even with the younger Mendoza at quarterback, they've already landed Hoover, and they've landed Nick Marsh, who's one of the nation's best receivers out of the transfer portal from Michigan State. So they are once again killing the portal, and they are heavily funded, and they are spending a lot of money. This isn't happening with just magic. This isn't happening with just coaching. It's more than that. This is a team. This is a school that is now hammering the portal in football. That's the difference that we've seen in the world of college football. It's that the playing field has been evened out because the money's been evened out. We can kid ourselves all we want. You know, we used to talk about these coaches and these shingle schools. Well, it turns out really none of them are shingle schools, and none of them are great coaching. It's just that they had all the money. They were buying all the players illegally at the time. But now that's spread out, and it's being done legally all over the country. So far many more teams are competitive, and that's the nature of the game that we're watching. Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties are back, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. I promise you, I'm going to be on the NBA tonight. I'm going to be on college hoops, but I'm going to be tonight is going to be more in – it's going to be both for me. I'm just thinking about it. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Pro tip. On the NBA, one of the things I would not ignore are guards' rebounds. I think you can find a little bit of advantage there. I don't know why, but we don't think about guards and rebounds as a category, and it's a category I love. One of the things I have really made a living with is Steph Curry and rebounds on Underdog. And I'm just giving you one example. You know, I frequently do that as a live in-game play because, it'll be like the second quarter and Curry's rebound number will be 4 or something of that sort. And he'll already have 2 minutes into the second quarter. Okay, I'm taking that to go higher. In live in-game action. And again, in the NBA, I love playing it before the game. I also love playing it during the game. I love live in-game NBA action. Love. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's amazing. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Take advantage of it. You play $5, you get $75 in bonus entries. Underdog, make picks, win money, must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org. Quick break.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone 3 states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Man, we have new donuts at Krispy Kreme. The Reese family, Anderson's Barberg, has been doing donuts right since the 60s. You all know Krispy Kreme makes the best donuts on earth. Yeast donuts, cake donuts, it doesn't matter. They're the best donuts on earth. We'd all kill for Krispy Kreme every second of the day, quite honestly. I mean, I'd kill for them right now. They're unbelievable. We all know it. They're the home of the New York Super Cheesecake Donut, the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived. They put cheesecake in a donut and add some lemon. What are you kidding me? Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts and their derivatives. I never know because she eats all those. She wolfs them down and then squirrels away the others, so I never see them. She probably has some in her freezer right now. Which
I do.
I knew it. You're the only person on earth still is so
I got some Snoopy ones.
You were supposed to bring me one of those.
You said never mind.
I did not say never mind. I asked you to bring me one of them.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you're probably just making your own value judgments, Miss Stuff 46 candies down her throat, but can't bring me a friggin' donut.
Okay.
Anyway. It's Krispy Kreme Donuts. They have all of your hot and cold weather drinks, and since it's South Carolina, and we don't know whether it's going to be hot or cold.
That's true. Like, it's 65 today.
Tomorrow's supposed to be like 75.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's get to Krispy Kreme for all of it. You'll thank me later. And the new winter donuts. That actually, it might be 75 when we're having the new winter donuts, but that works wonderfully.
Listen to this one. There's a raspberry cheesecake donut.
Okay, that is a must.
I knew.
Yes, that's an absolute must.
I'm turning your voice and you said, we'll read that.
This may even be better than the original cheesecake donut because now you've taken two other things I love. Raspberry, you know I'm a berry person. You know that.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah,
any berries and cheesecake, and you've combined them in a donut. So that makes three. Donut, raspberry, and cheesecake. This has three of like my favorite things in it.
I know. And then you got chocolate truffle donut.
That sounds good too. Now, what is that?
I don't have.
Oh, you don't have like a description?
Yeah, just have the names for these particular ones.
That sounds good though. Chocolate truffle donut sounds good.
Cinnamon sugar cake donut. That sounds.
Now that sounds good too.
I know. And then the caramel iced donut.
The caramel iced donut. Okay.
I think they've had that before.
Yeah, you and that may be your favorite. I mean, the other three are up my alley.
Yes, the raspberry cheesecake and the truffle.
The other three, I want the other three first. I want the other three, a nice dozen of those other three.
Yes.
Would be nice.
Yes.
We're not sending that message out to anyone in particular, by the way. It's Krispy Kreme Donuts, Anderson Spartanburg. We don't mean you, John. We don't mean you. It's Krispy Kreme Donuts, Anderson Spartanburg. You'll 100% thank me later. All right, what else you got there, Ramona? We have 12 games to go over. 12. It's 12, right? 12, 12 gets us.
I had them.
No. Oh, come on.
Where'd they go?
12 gets us up to date.
Here we go. Are these it? Hold on.
See, this is like live radio. Hold on is generally not part of the process.
There's nothing I can do.
Wait. Yeah, I know. There never is.
Let's see.
Judge Judy, checking her watch.
That will one be ends soon. With Georgia. That's not the one you want.
I want the 12. The 12 games.
Here we go.
Okay, good. Good. All right. So these were the last 12 games in our contest, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And we'll see if we even remember these and what we did.
I have what everybody did.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. On those 12 games.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what was the first of those games?
Did we already do Iowa and
No,
Vandy?
We didn't do okay. anything.
No, Iowa and Vandy. Iowa and Vandy. Vandy's a 4-point favorite.
Okay, and I took Iowa. I thought Iowa would win the game. I thought Iowa would out-tough them, and that's exactly what happened. Kirk Ferentz and his bunch, Iowa, a physical football team, and I think it showed.
Okay, next one was...
What did you do in that game?
I took Iowa also.
Oh, how about that?
Ha-ha!
How about that? Yes. And what was the breakdown on that game?
Vandy 7-5.
Yeah,
see? I'm never going to have Vandy again because Vandy, that guy, he just acted like a little bee.
Yeah.
at the Heisman ceremony.
Well, you know, he sort of is. Yeah. But then again, he almost made his preseason claim come true. You know?
Well...
You got to give him some credit.
I do give him some credit.
His family's nuts, but...
But, I mean, you go to an event like that, you can act a little different.
It's still pretty amazing that a fat little dude could carry Vandy to near a college football playoff.
What's his major? I want to know what he's studying.
What's his major? What's Diego Pavia's major in Vandy?
What he's studying.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's not the...
His grades are in.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's not the normal Vanderbilt
not
fair.
Not diplomacy. Yeah, right. I don't know what Vanderbilt teaches, but what do they teach?
Vanderbilt's like the Ivy League school of the South.
Yeah. How did he get there?
It probably wasn't on academics. Not diplomacy, she says. I'm sure his
I mean, because come on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, his whole family could probably take Miss Manners.
Got it honest.
Yeah, I guess you could
not
say.
Not like he's any different from the rest of them.
Yeah. All right, so the breakdown, we had 7-3, 7-5
for Vandy.
Seven wrong.
Yeah, so Iowa got that one right.
Yeah, who are the smart Iowa people?
Me, you,
She yells out her first. She yells out herself first. Oh, Quack.
And John.
Oh, good. That's
and,
only
and
four.
Then, and then Will.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good about that going in. So okay.
Okay. Next one was Arizona. I think that's Arizona State and Duke.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that right? Because it says ASU, I don't remember what it said.
No, that's right.
Okay. I took ASU, which I assumed was Arizona State, and you took Duke. Did you get that one right?
What was that spread?
Duke 3.
No, that was a push. That was
okay.
Duke won by 3. So that it was like 35-32. Man, some of these games are far enough back now. It's hard to remember what happened in them.
I know.
So nobody won that. We had 12 people. Didn't matter who they picked. It split.
And then the next one was Michigan and Texas. Texas is 7.5. And I'm guessing Texas was 11-1. John took Michigan.
Yeah.
Texas got that one right.
Yeah, Texas covered because Underwood, the Michigan quarterback, threw 3 interceptions in the fourth quarter. For the longest time, it looked like the only one who would have that game right was John. And quite honestly,
only one that had it wrong was John.
Yeah, that's wrong. I didn't say that, John.
Says,
I just want you to know that was Ramona rubbing that in.
When Ben corrected, he said something like, it helped everybody but John. Sorry. That's what he wrote on there.
Yeah, you know, the reality is for most of that football game, I thought that only John had it right. I mean, I thought Michigan was going to win for the longest time. That's how that game was playing out. Texas seemed to have no advantage in that game whatsoever. And then the fourth quarter, Underwood just started giving the ball to Texas. And that's how we won and covered. Underwood threw 3 picks in the fourth quarter. That's insane. But that's what happened. And so we were all, I think all the Texas picks were all a little bit lucky on that deal. I thought Manning played well. I mean, the people who were talking negatively about Arch Manning, you can't even find any of those people anymore. They've all shut up and they vanished because Arch Manning is the real deal. Arch Manning is a future number one pick in the NFL draft. I don't know whether it'll be this year or next year. I guess it'll be next year. His family, I think, wants him to stay in school.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah. And obviously the family can probably afford for him to stay in school.
How about that? Now, he's the grandson, right? And But he's not a son of... Peyton or
correct.
Eli.
Correct.
He's the son of the accountant or the lawyer or whatever that's on the other
correct.
Side. There. You know, he's like, I may not got football, but my son is great.
You think it's like his payback? He's living vicariously through
Eli
Arch.
Eli and Peyton are, at the table. They're on TV all the time. Yeah. They're in football, blah, 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 blah. So they go to Thanksgiving. And this guy's kid is named after the grandpa.
Yep.
And he's great.
Well, that's
so that's good.
That's just too funny. All right. We all took Texas and 11-1, and 11 were right.
Okay.
A little luck involved there.
The next one was Nebraska and Utah. Utah's a 14-point favorite.
Yeah.
So Utah was 8-4.
Yeah, Utah was missing both offensive tackles. Spencer Fanneau is going to be a round one draft pick type guy, and they're missing both tackles. And I was a little concerned about that and the big number, but it was Utah and it was crappy Nebraska, and Nebraska just sucks out loud. They're just an embarrassment. And as that game went on, it became evident just how big an embarrassment they were, and Utah just destroyed them. I mean, I don't even remember what the final score was. I got bored with watching that one. It was like,
really?
Oh, it was just absolute Tap City blowout. Utah destroyed them. So it was Utah minus 14. Utah was the easy pick, easy win. I had Utah. Who do you have there?
I had Utah there,
too. Oh, look.
Well, you know, Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right, Nebraska. Basketball. Right, basketball school.
Yeah. So I didn't take that. Yeah. Even though that's a lot of points, I usually wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, but it was a lot of points, yeah, but it wasn't near enough for Nebraska. I mean, you could have given them 28, and they wouldn't have covered. So
they probably came and went, we got to play Utah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There was a lot of red on the field in that game. A lot of red.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just nothing but red. It was sort of a confusing field with those two teams on it, with their colors being red. And white. So a lot of red and a lot of white. Yeah, but Utah destroyed them. What was the breakdown there?
It was 8-4 Utah.
Four misguided people took Nebraska.
Yeah, and John was misguided on that one too.
Oh, geez, John.
John took
Lincoln. How do you take Nebraska? No, so we won't go over the smart people. Who are the dumb people who picked Nebraska?
Oh, come on, that's mean. And now I have to say their names.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm not looking at any of this, as you know.
The people that took Nebraska.
Yes.
The wonderful
AKA
people.
The dumb people.
Yeah, the wonderful people at the radio station that took Nebraska. You don't want to give them a complex.
Yeah.
Mickey.
Oh, no. That's surprising to me. Mickey's
Mike.
Surprising.
Sam. Yeah, and Mike and Sam.
Sam
just...
So now you took what I did, you made it way worse. That you
what?
You just
no. You made fun of the just people. Said, I no, made fun no, of the pick.
Yeah, you just said Sam went. What was that sound?
I can't do it now.
Do it again. Do it again. Make that sound again.
I can't. He blew up. I can't.
After section one, Sam was actually winning.
But you were saying, and then you said it.
Yes. I was at 6-4 in second, tied with Morgan after the first section. Sam was 7-3. But I think Sam missed like 12 straight or something.
Must have just said, forget it. I'm not going to do something.
Everything went against him. Everything. Sam's no dummy.
No, he's not.
He just, look, that was what worried me all along. You know, remember I said to you that
you
can be hot, but it's easy to lose 5-6 straight in this, and that'll cool you right off. I never had a losing streak, so that's how I won. I never had any bad streak. I don't even know if I missed 2 in a row, let alone 5 in a row. So that was a good thing. But yeah, Sam in that 20 stretch at the start of it, he might have gone. He might have missed like 12 out of 13. It was just...
Oh, no. That's a bless your heart.
That's just... That's wrong. See, now you're piling on some more.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm concerned.
You made a sound. You made a sound.
I can't talk and make it.
You took Sam's picks and you turned it into a sound.
It's an explosion sound.
A sound.
But I don't know if I can make it again.
A sound effect.
It wasn't on purpose.
Sam, you know, and Sam liked you. He was always nice to you up until now.
He is always nice to me. Sam, don't worry about it.
Well, tip to the road range. Quick break. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
As Harbin Lumber wraps up an incredible 2025, all they have to say is one thing. Thank you. Thank you to the builders, the contractors, the homeowners, and the partners who trusted Harbin Lumber. Your projects, your hard work, and your loyalty are what keeps them growing strong. For over a century, their commitment has been simple. Quality materials, dependable service, and relationships that last. From their family to yours, have another great year in 2026. HarbinLumber.com, helping build dreams since 1917.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hey, this is KDE.